Representative Joe Saunders, do you think there are some good points in the so-called parent trigger bill?
Let me just reiterate that I think Patricia and folks who are supportive of this bill, I think their intent is good. And so I can say that empowering and engaging parents in their children's education is something that we should all strive to do better. I think it is a helpful exercise to get into the weeds about what this bill will or won't do. So let's be really clear. What it will do is allow private interest to engage in a process that allows for people to be paid to go door to door to collect petitions. It does not create any kind of transparency in the campaign process that will come in convincing parents that this turnaround option, which everybody, just to say out loud, the part that most people are scared of is that a turnaround option to privatize a school, to convert it from a traditional public school into a charter school managed by a for-profit company, could result in the privatization of our schools. It does not in any way lay out a system for reporting donations that would be made to a campaign that would then could send mail to parents every day for a month saying, you must do this thing. There are huge gaps in the way the law is written in regulating, controlling, and bringing sunshine to how private interests might engage in this process. And that's the thing that people are the most afraid of. I will say there's one other part of the bill that isn't getting a lot of attention that I think could be devastating if we don't change it. There's language in the bill right now that says that if you are a child, if you are a teacher who receives a low score on a performance evaluation system, that you can never have the same child in your classroom more than 1 year in a row. Well, the intent there might make sense, but the impact that it could have in our schools could be devastating. Most high schools and middle schools only have one drama teacher. They only have one band teacher. They only have one PE teacher. And the flawed performance evaluation system we have today, a system that is not fully evolved by any stretch, if we layer this criteria on without being more thoughtful, we could result in blocking children from having access to programs that they love and remove the choice that parents should have to put their child in a program or in a teacher's tutelage that they really want. So I think there's a lot of parts of this bill that still need to be debated, and there's some very serious holes and issues.
I want to go back to the charter school option, because this is one of the options that parents will have under the bill to petition to convert the school into a charter school. Patricia Levesque, how effective do you think charter schools are in providing quality education to students in Florida?
Some research came out just last month that did a comparison of charter school performance in the state of Florida compared to all traditional public schools. And it should be important to note that charter schools in Florida serve a greater population of low-income or students with disabilities than our public schools as a whole. And the research showed that Florida charter schools do better academically at the elementary, middle, and high school level in helping students learn than traditional public schools. Now, that does not mean that our traditional public schools aren't also doing a fantastic job. That does not mean that every single charter school in the state is doing a fantastic job. But on the whole, charter schools in the state of Florida are doing quite well. And Florida is one of those states that has a really important policy in place where if a charter school gets two F's in a row, they're closed. So Florida does a really good job at making sure that we maintain high-quality charter schools in the state. But, Matt, we have to be really clear. The Parent Empowerment Bill is not about charter schools. It is about giving parents of children in failing schools a say in impacting what the school board gets to decide anyway about how to turn around that school. And in California, that has had the parent empowerment law in place for a couple of years, all of the doomsday scenarios that Representative Saunders and some of the opponents of the bill have painted have just not occurred.